As the balloons rise higher still, they face attack by an invisible bombardment, radiation. Every day the sun radiates a titanic amount of energy, some of it in the form of high-energy ultraviolet rays. These rays pack a powerful punch, and in the high atmosphere, they attack the structure of Powell's balloons.
The UV literally damages the material, and you start getting microscopic cracks in the material, which makes it brittle. Eventually, it just fails, and the balloon pops.
The rays are potential killers, both for balloon and human. They bombard our cells and DNA, triggering cancers. But around 7 miles up, a layer in our atmosphere shields us from 99% of these rays. It is made up of ozone, a rare molecule of three bonded oxygen atoms. This can absorb and block high-energy UV rays.
The ozone layer, it's not like this saran wrap thick layer or boundary that you pass through. It's actually miles and miles thick, so it's a slow diminishment.
Man-made chemicals used in refrigerators and aerosols have been eating away at this delicate protective layer. Every winter, holes in the shield appear over the poles. The harmful chemicals are now banned, and the layer is beginning to recover.